population of the world, something we've been talking about this week, is the collective success of humanity mastering agriculture, industrialization. It's also the sum of individual decisions by couples and families to have children, not have children, or to have lots of children. And this week we've been reaching out to members of the soon-to-be 10 billion-person planet. We've been hearing your stories of family planning or not planning. We think each one of these stories says something about our collective awareness of global population issues. Corinne Vanderplug and Lucia Briones, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lucia, where are you listening to me from right now?
I am in Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. And Corinne?
I'm calling from Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Fantastic. All right. So, Corinne and Lucia, we want to ask you about your family planning decisions. And in your case, Corinne, you are a mom right now.
I am. I'm a mom of two boys.
And what's your plan for a family, and what's your next step?
We are in the process now of adopting through the state of South Carolina, and we're hoping very much so to add two more boys to our family.
And why your decision to adopt?
I think it just stems from a belief that every child deserves a family, and there are just many children that they need a loving family.
Is there anything about the population, the sense of how we live in communities, anything about the planet that causes you to think about what's an appropriate size of a family or what's an appropriate strategy for making and creating a family in 2013, Corinne?
Absolutely not. I have just a fundamental belief that every person is an individual with, you know, purpose and a plan for their lives. And I think that when we start talking about people in terms of population, it's like comparing them to deer or to fruit flies or something like that. To me, it's not a factor in family planning.
So, Lucia Briones, how about you? What are your family planning strategies, decisions at this point?
I plan on having one child. If I want to have more later on, I will adopt.
And why did you make that decision up front?
Because I was raised as an only child, and I had a lot of attention, good attention, focused, was disciplined. My parents, they didn't have a six-figure salary, you know, combined. So I see that, you know, as a way to help contribute to the next generation. I would like to be focused, you know, on them to help bring out their creativity, to, you know, let them explore and give them the opportunities to do what they want in life. My attention won't be divided into three different children. I'll focus on that one.
And do you have a partner in this family venture?
I do. I am engaged right now. We will be married next November. Thank you.
And your husband-to-be is totally down with this one-child program?
We've discussed it. And so, yes, we would have one child. And he is very much considering adoption as well later on.
And why adoption, not continuing biological children? Is that a strategic decision or a preference,
saying? It's exactly as Corinne said. You know, every child needs a home. I feel that if this world population is just exploding, and like you said, it'll be 10 billion before we know it. And I do have a concern for the resources. I just think to myself, at this rate, the world cannot sustain all of us. So if I can help contribute to help minimize that, I would rather just have one and then take someone else's, or, you know, take in someone else. If I feel like if a whole generation did that, then it would help control the human population just a bit and maybe help sustain our planet's resources later on.
Corinne Vanderplug is a stay-at-home mom of two children in the process of adopting two more in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And Lucia Briones is marketing director for the Texas Army National Guard, who spoke with us from Austin, Texas. Thanks so much.
Thank you.